This program on the science of self-confidence is meant to be very practical and helpful to you. In the next few minutes, I'm going to share with you some of the mental tools used by the most effective men and women in our society to cope with adversity. What I suggest you do is that you turn them over in your mind and review them regularly until they become an automatic part of your thought processes. And when they do, I promise you that you will have taken a giant step toward becoming unstoppable and toward enjoying the high levels of self-confidence that are possible for you. The first mental tool is to reassess your entire attitude toward the concept of failure. You know that the fear of failure is the greatest single obstacle to success and happiness in adult life. It's been learned, and as a result, it can be unlearned, thereby freeing you from the fears that hold you back and giving you the self-confidence that propels you forward. The starting point of eliminating this fear is for you to accept and realize that no success is possible without failure. All success is preceded by failure, usually great failure continued over a long period of time. Abraham Lincoln was considered one of the great failures of American politics, a man who had lost his business, lost his sweetheart, and was defeated for election over and over again. However, by learning from every temporary defeat, he won the final election and became one of the most important and respected presidents we've ever had. As Stanley Judd wrote, "Don't be afraid to fail. Don't waste energy trying to cover up failure. Learn from your failures and go on to the next challenge. It's okay to fail. If you're not failing, you're not growing." You only learn how to succeed by failing, and no success is possible without it. Thomas J. Watson was once visited by a young journalist who asked him how he could be more successful faster. Watson, the founder of IBM, replied with these wonderful words. He said, "Do you want to be successful? Then double your failure rate." Success lies on the far side of failure. Every man or woman of great achievement has been, at one time, a magnificent failure. The greatest successes of our generation and of our history books are merely stories of men and women who have failed often enough so that they finally learned how to succeed. On the David Susskind Show some years ago, they had four men who had all become entrepreneurial millionaires before the age of 35. They asked them during a break to add up and calculate the total number of different businesses that they had started or tried before they found the business where they made their fortunes. It turned out that the four men had started an average of 17 businesses each, an average of 16 of which had been unsuccessful. But it was the 17th business on average that had made them rich. Now, the obvious question is this: did those young men fail in each of their previous business enterprises? And the answer is clear. They were not failing. They were merely learning how to succeed. Their previous business enterprises were the testing grounds where they learned the lessons necessary to achieve the financial independence, which was their real goal. Thomas Edison was the most successful inventor of the 20th century, or of any century. But Thomas Edison was also an extraordinary failure as an inventor. He failed more times than any other inventor of his age. He failed thousands and thousands of times in attempting to find the proper filament for the first electric light bulb. He failed thousands of times more in attempting to find the proper plant from which to draw natural rubber. And in his laboratories at what is now known as General Electric, he brought together some of the finest scientific minds of the age so that they could dramatically increase the number of their failures. You see, Edison knew that success is a numbers game. It's based on intelligent effort and the law of averages. If you try enough different things in enough different ways and you learn from each trial, then you must inevitably be successful. The fear of failure, on the other hand, causes people to try fewer and fewer things, thereby lowering the likelihood that they will ever achieve anything of consequence. In the same year that Babe Ruth hit more home runs than any other batter in America, he also struck out more than any other batter. When the ball was thrown, he swung with every ounce of strength he had, often spinning around and falling down on the ground as a result of his efforts. But he also set an American baseball record that was not broken for decades, and he became a legend in his own time. Your job is not to fear failure or to so fastidiously avoid failure that you also avoid success. Your job is to move forward and take intelligent risks, thinking them through in advance and learning from everyone in retrospect. Zig Ziglar says that you can tell how high a building is going to go by how deep they build the foundation. The height to which you rise in life will always be determined by the depth of your own personal foundation, which is almost always the quality and quantity of your failures and what you have become as a result of them. Napoleon Hill wrote, "When defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans and set sail once more toward your coveted goal." And Dale Carnegie wrote, "The successful man will profit from his mistakes and try again in a different way." The starting point of triumphing over adversity is to overcome the fear of failure to the point where you are willing to proceed boldly in the direction of your dreams. We said before that whatever your emotions, they control your decisions and everything you do. When you write down clear goals and make detailed plans for their accomplishment and think about your goals all the time, you build within yourself the white-hot heat of desire, which can eventually become so powerful that it overcomes any fear of failure that might hold you back. The more you think about your goals and talk about your goals and write out your goals on paper, the more determined you become to make them a reality, and the more likely it is that you will push yourself forward to overcome the petty fears that might hold you back.